It is time, of course, to chat Dictionary of Sydney, and Lisa Murray is in with us to take a look back at a bit of an Australian icon. Morning, Lisa.
Morning, Tess.
Tell us who we are speaking about today.
Well, if I just say we're speaking about Margaret, a lot of people probably won't know, but that's how I always refer to her in my household. But it is Margaret Fulton.
Yes.
So she was a cook. I'm just going to say she's a cook, but she was also a cookery book writer and food writer and critic. And she has really transformed not only Sydney but Australia in her contribution to the way households really ate.
And that's it. Everyone has one of her books lying around. And if you don't, your mum does, your neighbour does. Pretty much everyone's got one of her books.
That's right. And I think it's what a lot of us grew up with. And I certainly did. And it probably won't surprise you to learn that I'm actually also a cookery book collector. So I do have not one, not two. But I do have three Margaret Fulton cookbooks
nice.
In my collection. And I do still use them. But let's actually talk a little bit about Margaret, shall we?
Okay.
She hit the foodie scene in the 1960s. She came from Scottish stock and she grew up in country New South Wales. She came to Sydney during World War II. And during World War II, a lot of women were put into jobs in munitions factories and things to help with the war effort. She was part of that, but she did manage to escape that, and then went to work with AGL Gas Company. Now, she went to work with them as a demonstrator, and basically that meant that she was cooking using AGL appliances and demonstrating to women how easy it was to use these modern fangled appliances.
Oh, wow.
And this was a technique that was used not only by AGL, but also by the electricity companies. In fact, I think it was probably first introduced by electricity companies because electricity was very new in the early 20th century. And so while some people had been cooking with gas rings, electricity was extremely new. And so they wanted to demonstrate that. And I think AGL then got on board as well. So there's this kind of movement of women who get employed to basically cook scones and sponges and things and demonstrate it in the showrooms of the businesses, but also to go out to places like David Jones and things and actually show how it was all done. And so that's where she really, I guess, learned how to cook and also to talk to people and to demonstrate and to explain how easy these things are. 8 years later, she gets employed as the food writer for Women's Day. And that is really when her career takes off. And so her first cookbook is actually published in 1968, and it's simply called The Margaret Fulton Cookbook.
To the point. Love it.
Yeah. And it was, a big glossy number for its time, because cookery books through most of the 20th century were very, very to the point and didn't have many illustrations. Today, of course, we all understand food porn and we all, enjoy looking at a sumptuous photograph of a beautiful dish.
Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram, eat your heart out. But back then it wasn't a thing. So it was quite an investment to do this large hardcover, big format cookbook that had quite a few black and white and colour photographs in it. Well, it went gangbusters, and it basically got reprinted every year. So first put out in 1968. I have the 1977 edition.
Ooh.
And it claimed at that point that there were 530,000 copies that had been printed.
Wow.
Now, to put that into context, by 1977, there were about 14 million people in Australia. So I worked out that's about one in every 26 households, which doesn't sound a lot, but when you think it's probably two or three people in every street, two or three houses in every street in Sydney had a copy of Margaret Fulton's cookbook.
That is an incredible amount.
That's an amazing amount. And the thing was, she did two things. One, she actually rated her recipes with a 1, 2, or 3. They were dots, but she called them stars. And 1 was like super duper easy. And 3 was, it might take a little bit more time. And you might need a few more skills. But the point was, her message was, cooking was easy and cooking is good. And it's so, you know, it's the actual total reverse of MasterChef.
Which we need more of, quite frankly.
Yeah, yeah. And she really is credited not just with this cookbook, but with subsequent cookbooks, with actually introducing international cuisine into households as an everyday thing that you can enjoy. It's not something you just go out to a restaurant and go, ooh, this is different. And so in her, she had an international cookery section in her first cookbook. And so it had things like hot spicy dishes from Mexico and pizza from Italy and paella from Spain. You know, 1960s. It's
pretty radical.
It's pretty radical. And she had photographs and 3 points on how to eat spaghetti. So A spoon and fork can be used to mix the spaghetti.
Right.
Sauce and cheese. 2, spear a few strands with the fork and the spoon will help you coil the spaghetti. And then C, wind around the fork just enough for one mouthful. Although I have to say, the photograph looks like quite a big mouthful. And lift neatly from the plate.
This is hilarious. The fact that people would have to have, I suppose you're right, you know, if you've never been faced with spaghetti before, how do you eat it?
Yeah, and of course, by the 1960s, we'd had a big influx of Mediterranean European immigrants in the post-World War II period, and so it was becoming more common. And so for it to go into a cookery book that was for everyday households to eat, so now spaghetti really is coming across into everyone's home. And so she really just took off and really tried to encourage people to cook and give it a go. I taught myself to cook with my mum's copy of the 1980s Margaret Fulton's Encyclopedia of Food and Cookery.
Ooh.
Which is kind of a little bit like these days, this sort of idea of an encyclopedia with alphabetical and you can look up stuff. You know, Stephanie Alexander's Cook Companion and so on. Margaret Fulton really introduced that idea and that was in 1983. So again, so very early, right on the sort of, she was on the curve on the way up with all the food trends in Australia. She was awarded a Medal of the Order of Australia in 1983 as well.
Wow.
In recognition of her service to the media as a journalist and writer in the field of cookery. And she continued to keep cooking and producing cookbooks pretty much all her life. And she was a real Aussie, I would say an Aussie icon. And in fact, the National Trust did actually recognise her as a living treasure in the early 2000s. And her cookbook is in like the National Museum of Australia as an item. And it's also been in the Treasures Gallery at the National Library of Australia. So I think it just really shows her impact for people. And I've been following Twitter and I've been cooking Margaret's recipes now for the past couple of weeks. I've done a beef bourguignon and my partner did a chicken chow mein.
Oh, yum.
And we did all the crispy noodles and it was really yummy. And we've been posting them on Twitter. And there's all these other people around Sydney and Australia who are also cooking Margaret Fulton and paying tribute to their favourite recipes.
Oh, she was an amazing lady.
Yeah.
Where can we find out more?
Well, we're going to have a link up on the Dictionary of Sydney, which is dictionarysydney.org, and it will include a link to my favourite Margaret recipe, which is beef stroganoff.
Yes, classic. Can't go wrong. Yeah. Thanks so much, Lisa.
Thanks, Tess.